Yeshaya Perek Nuntes. We'll resume from Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Navi is describing how Klal Yisrael is suffering in Golus. Things are difficult. They feel that it's not because Hashem is not able to help us, but our Averis have caused us to make a barrier between us and Hashem. We grope and we feel and we don't know which path to go on. Neme chadubim kulanu. We all growl like bears. V'chayonim hogonege. And we moan like the doves. We feel, on one hand, we were hoping that we deserve the geula. With our own merits, with our own Torah and our mitzvahs, we would deserve it. So then we growled like a bear, because we felt we were deserving. And then when we realized we're not deserving, but v'chayonim hogo nege, and we moan like the doves, like in a pleading, weak voice, calling out to Hashem that He should give us the geul, even if we don't deserve it. Nekavi l'mishpat v'ayin, and as the pasuk continues, Nekavi l'mishpat v'ayin, we hope for justice v'ayin, but there is none. Mishpat meaning that Hashem's mishpat is justice to us, that we should deserve the geula. We're hoping for it v'ayin, but there's nothing. We're not deserving. L'yeshua rochaka mimenu, for the Yeshua, for the salvation, but it's distant from us. Now the Yeshua is relying on Hashem's kindness to us. That Hashem's chesed with Klal Yisrael exists. But if we're not deserving, it's at a distance. The Yeshua, rochaka mimenu. We're hoping for the Yeshua, rochaka mimenu, but it's distanced from us. And now the Navi has like a vidui. That we've just said how we're hoping for the geula and it just hasn't been coming. Kirabu pishayinu negdecha. For our pishayim, our sins that are done on purpose, with rebelliousness, a pesha, our many sins, kirabu pishayinu, they've increased negdecha before you. V'chatosenu ansabanu. And our chatos, a chatos is something that's done, a person, not intentionally. A shogeg is under the category, a person wasn't aware, or if a person did it for his own taivus, his own desires, but he wasn't going against Hashem. But the chatosenu ansabanu, those chatos have testified against us. Kipisha'enu itanu. And we realize that the Peshayim, our willful sins, are still with us. We haven't been able to shake off our connection with Averis. V'avonosenu yidanu. And our Avonos, which are Avonos that come from wrong beliefs and wrong thought processes, those Avonos yidanu, we're aware of it. And we still have that, those yidias and those wrong beliefs. So the Navi says we're aware of the fact that we're guilty. We haven't reached our potential. It's in the Lashon Rabim. It's in the plural, because now we're speaking on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and we're all in this together. And we all have Peshoim in the Chatos, and in a general sense, we're responsible for each other. And there are Peshoim and Chatos and Avonos that we're all guilty of. As a tzibur. But individually, Poshoa v'chachesh, and B'loshim Yochid, not everybody has done these individual sins, but it exists also. Poshoa, that there are those who are defiant against Hashem, they sin with a pesha, v'chachesh b'Hashem, and they deny Hashem. They deny Hashem's hashkacha. The term Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, is Hashem always was, Hayahovev, Yiyah, was, is, will be, created the world. Everything exists through Hashem. And there's a, very often we deny, or we live in a way that denies that Hashem controls and knows what's going on. So Pashad is a rebelliousness, v'chachesh, and a denial of Hashem. V'nosog me'achar Elokeinu. And then there is turning back. Nosog, withdrawing from after, following after Hashem. Elokeinu means our Elokim. The one who's supervising us, that knows what we're doing in this schar v'einish, this reward and punishment, that's Elokim, like a judge. And very often, even if a person doesn't have the correct, necessarily, all of the, he doesn't feel all the right ashkafos, but he's still afraid of getting a punishment. As the Malbim says, Hagam shall aroiv yire hachote l'chol apachos me'on she Hashem. The sinner at least is afraid of getting a punishment. That's like the first level of chinuch, where when we're raised, you try to inculcate a child with the feeling that there's a consequence for what he does. There's reward, there's punishment. And then of course, later on, a person should hopefully reach a level that he has a greater understanding of Hashem, and he doesn't live his actions just because of his own interest in reward and punishment. But even the bottom level of Elohim, knowing that Hashem supervises and judges and punishments, v'nosog mi'achar Elokeinu, we have withdrawn from following after Hashem. Dabar oshek v'sorov, speaking oshek, words that oppress others, v'sorov, and words of rebellion, or words that show that we've strayed off from the truth. Horo either means to throw out concepts that aren't true, or horo, to be like heroyon, to be pregnant, to conceive, to plan, to prepare. Vahogo, and then remove milay from the heart, divrei shoker, words of falsehood. The Malbim discusses it, that even sometimes you can have the averus have gotten to a point where even when the person has it, you know, so people are getting around together and they're discussing what they do, and everyone mentions how he cheated and how he made a quick buck and how he did the wrong thing, and then there's somebody who's a goody-goody, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, but he figures he better make up some story about how he's also not so perfect and he's also part of the crowd, and he feels like, you know, he also did his mischief and he did his wrongdoing. You know, maybe you have that as kids, but the problem is when a person grows up and is still talking together, how, you know, the guy did this type of swindle and, you know, he got it really, she wasn't so honest, but he did it anyways. And they're comparing notes. Dabar oshek v'sara. They can be speaking oshek, words of oppression. V'sara. And the truth is, it's removed. Sara. His words are removed from reality. He's making up stories. But the ideal would be that at least the person's making up stories about good things that he did. Sometimes you have a person doesn't really believe it, but he feels he should say it anyways. It's almost like, you know, sometimes you have what's politically correct. You know, certain things you feel, you know, society expects you to say a certain thing, and people don't say the truth, and they really say what society would like to hear. But it's not true. But all this goes under the category of speaking words that are vesara. It's not reality. And yet sometimes the person's doing the wrong thing because he feels that would give him honor and prestige. So a society that's built that people look to do what's wrong, or to at least boast that they can do what's wrong. Horo vahogo milev, they conceive and they bring out from the heart. They're just making it up. They're taking out from their heart, but it's not something that actually happened. Divrei shoker, the words of lies. V'husag ochor mishpat. And v'husag ochor mishpat, as a result, mishpat, justice that should have been done, the punishment should have been done to all those that oppressed Klal Yisrael. V'husag achar mishpat, that justice that Hashem would have brought and punished those who were guilty, those who have caused us so much grief. It's that the mishpat has turned back. Utztokam irachok tamod, and the righteousness, the goodness that should have come to us, that Hashem promised Klal Yisrael, that stuck a mirachot tamud, it stands at a distance. Ki choshlo v'orachov emes, because truth has stumbled in the street, unachochol osuchalovo, and integrity can't come in. And therefore, if we're not deserving, so the mishpat, those our enemies aren't punished, and we're not given the goodness of Hashem. The Malbim explains that mishpat, justice, is bein adam l'chaveiro. It's the way you act with your fellow. And that's the type of basic behavior that society exists on. Mishpat is with everyone. Everyone grows up with a feeling that you have to live in a certain way and deal with others. And yet when people are not behaving properly, v'husag ochar mishpat. The mishpat is like, it's withdrawn, it's turned back. It's removed from us. Although naturally it was with us, but it's turned away. It's removed. Tztaka, to be a tzaddik, to be have tztaka, to be righteous, righteousness, that's bein adam l'makom. That's the way we are to Hashem. That's not natural. A person has to be trained and he has to be taught and made aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utztaka meirachol tamod. But if we don't live in a way to be Mekayim, to be Onam LaMakom, so Tztaka remains at a distance. It wasn't naturally with us like Mishpat. Tztaka was away from us, and it remains away from us. It's Tztaka Meirachot Tamod. And Tztaka remains far away. Ki Choshlo V'Rachov Emes. Because in the streets, the Emes has stumbled. Unachocha lo sucha lovo, and the chocha, the integrity, what's correct, can't come in. And the two, as the Malbim says, the phrases correspond. Husag ochar mishpat, there's no justice. The bein adam l'chaveiro is lacking. If kichosh lo v'rachov emes, if there's no truth, if people come to court with a court case and they lie and the edim don't tell over the truth, so of course the judges are going to give a improper psak based on what people said. So if there's no emes, so as a result there won't be mishpat. Nechocha, to be straight, that refers to put your place, your role, nochach. Nochach is opposite. Shivchi kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart opposite Hashem. Unechocha, to be opposite, to be parallel to Hashem, to direct your activities corresponding to what Hashem wants. Unechocha lo sucha lovo. If you're not going to direct your activities to be opposite, to correspond to what Hashem wants, so therefore, tztaka mirachok tamo, there won't be the righteousness. A person will be far removed from improving on his bein adam l'makom. Vatihi ha'emes nederes. And things have been progressively getting worse. That vihi ha'emes nederes. The truth is lacking. V'sor meira mishtolel. And refraining from evil, those who turn away from doing bad, mishtolel. And the simple meaning is, the Malbim says, mishtolel could be like the word sholol. Sholol is booty, is spoils, something that the enemy conquers in war. It's like he's captured goodness, and tsar meira, that person who would turn away from evil, is gone. Mishtolel. He was taking it as a sholol. Now, all the Meforshim learn, and the Gemara learns, which we'll see in a moment, Mishtolel means the one who turns away from evil seems to be foolish. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Zion, the Gemara says as follows. But he ha'emes, it's describing what the Dorsha ben David ba, and the generation when Mashiach comes, what society will look like. And it brings our pasuk. Bo'emes nederes, there won't be truth. Shenemar vatihi ha'emes nederes. And the Gemara says, my vatihi ha'emes nederes. Why is it that there will be truth? The lacking will be lacking truth. Amri devei Rav, the yeshiva of Rav says, Malami shenasis adorim adorim v'holeches lo. Truth becomes like an eder, like a flock of animals that walks away, that wanders. The word nederes is like eder. They're like flocks of sheep that are gone. They walked away. And so too, the truth is lacking. My vesor me ro mishtolel. And what does it mean that the one who's turned away from evil is mishtolel, which the Gemara is going to say means is like foolish? Amri devei Rav Shila, komisha sor me ro mishtolel av abrios. Anybody who turns away from evil, people look at him like he's a crazy guy. He's not normal. The Marsha explains why the Gemara doesn't take the simple meaning. Nederes means it's lacking. Why does the Gemara have to say it's like flocks of animals that walks away? Or why does Sormiro Mishtolel? Why don't we learn the simple meaning? As the Radak says, Mishtolel means from the word Sholol. It was captured. There's no longer any Sormiro, nobody turning away from evil. They've been captured and taken away. Why does the Gemara have to explain it differently? And the Marsha explains that Vetihya Emes Nederes, the Gemara says that even as bad and the worst times, there was an element of truth. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if they would ask somebody to be their poisik, Simla Lecha, Katzin Tiyelanu, you have the royal garb, you have the clothing, you're fit to play the role, or you, means you know the Torah, you should be our leader. People were quick to say the truth. You know, I'm not that way. I don't have the bread. I don't have the means to teach Torah. People did say the truth when it came to Torah. To say that there was no Torah, there was no truth. Truth means Torah. But to hear emes nederes, to say that there's no truth at all, that the Gemara found difficult to learn the simple meaning. So therefore the Gemara learns, not that there's no truth at all, but it's nederes, it's like a flock of animals that's wandered away. We don't see it, it's not here. And v'sor meiro mishtolel, to say that somebody who turns away from evil, mishtolel, they're gone, they've been captured, there's nobody, everyone's doing the wrong thing. Lefi pshuto, that's very difficult to learn. What, there's no tzaddikim? When Mashiach comes, there won't be anyone who turns away from evil. So therefore, the Gemara understands, of course, there will be truth even in the times of Mashiach. There will be people who turn away from wrongdoing. But the truth will be not prevalent. It'll be like the flock of sheep that's wandered away. The guy who turns away from doing wrong, people think he's crazy. He's not one of society. He's not a normal guy. He's so from, he's too much. V'sor me'roz mishtolel. People will look on him like he's a fool. And when the situation is in that way, vayar Hashem. So Hashem saw, he paid attention, he sees all this. Vayera be'enov, and it was evil in Hashem's eyes, ki ein mishpat, that there's no justice. Vayar ki einish, and we've now reached the bottom. We're bottom. There's no truth. There's no the bein olam lechaveiro. The bein olam lemakom is at a distance, It's not, we don't have the Bein Adam L'Chaver, we don't have the Bein Adam L'Makom. But then again, we just said, Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw and it was bad, it was evil in Hashem's eyes. Kaviyochol, that does no justice. Vayar, and again Hashem looked, and I was like, Kaviyochol, like somebody who gives a quick look and he has his first impression, and then he looks again. Of course Hashem realized everything immediately, but it's written in this manner, in a way that we could comprehend. It's as if Hashem again looks, Vayar, he looks again, Ki ein ish, and there is no man. There's no person who can stand up and with his strength and with his zechusim and say, I'm the person who deserves the Yeshua, I deserve the salvation. Klai Yisrael's reached the low point, there is no man, there's nobody. Vayishtomein. And then Hashem was astounded. Kiein mafkia, there was nobody to daven, nobody to beg or to entreat. Now, mafkia is a weaker person. As the Malbim explains, and we'll talk about this later in Perek Samach Gimel, an ish, that's a person that has his strength, and he can help bring the geula, he can do something, he can physically help. Then there's the mafkia, the person who doesn't have the zechusim, he doesn't really deserve it, but he at least knows how to daven. He can be somech, he can support you. He can't really do much on his own, but he helps. But there's nobody even to daven. Vayishtomim, Hashem was astounded, ki ein mafkia, that there's nobody even to daven for the generation. But now it gets better. There's a certain point that the geula will come even if there's no zechusim, even if there's nobody who even knows how to daven. And there's a lesson that we saw by when we were in Mitzrayim. If Klal Yisrael cries out, even if they don't deserve it, but the koyach hatfilah can bring the geula. But even if they don't have that, ki ein mafkia, vatosha lo zeroo. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use his own zero, his own arm, kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch will use his own power, vatosha, to bring the Yeshua. Vatosha lo zero. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own might will bring the geula. V'tzikoso hisimachosu. And what's going to support it? Not the one davening. There's nobody to daven. Tzikoso hisimachosu. Simply Hashem's Stoka, his benevolence, his kindness to Klal Yisrael, that is the one that will be the support and help along the geula. Lifnei Mishura Sadin, even though we don't have the zechusim of the tefilos to bring the geula. But there's a midas hadin. Things are done in a way that there's a midas hadin, there's justice. It can't just be that it's brought without any answers or any, if they're not deserving, how's the geula going to come? Vayilbash tzedoko kashiryon. And for that, it's as if kaviyochel, as if Hashem needs an armor, that he's going to bring the Yeshua, that even though the prosecuting angels and the accuser, the kategor, is saying the geula can't come, they don't deserve it. Hashem says it doesn't make a difference. He's going out to war. He's going to punish those who have done evil. And he's going to bring the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. And he's prepared for battle. Vayilbash tzedoko kashiryon. He donned his righteousness like armor. He put on his armor that he shouldn't be attacked by the midas hadin kaviyachol. Just a way for us to understand it. The Chova Yeshua Barosho, and he has a helmet of salvation on his head. So when he goes to do the goodness for Klal Yisrael, nothing can stop him, Kaviyachal. He's prepared for war. Vayilbash Bigdei Nokom Tilboshes. And he donned garments of vengeance, of Nokom. He put it on. Vayilbash, he wore these Bigdei Nokom, clothing of revenge, tilboishes, as clothing, as garments. Vayad Kamiel Kina. And he wrapped himself. He clothed himself, Kamiel, like with a coat. What did he clothe himself with? With Kina, with zealousness. Kina is a pshat. Somebody's zealous or he's jealous and he can't tolerate the way things are. Here the Malbim has a lengthy discussion how every word in this pasuk fits in exactly in its place. There's a difference between nokam, revenge, and kina. Nokam is the meaning that somebody's done wrong and avenged, and the party that was hurt wants to take revenge. That can be done privately. Somebody was hurt and he retaliates. Nobody has to see that. Kina, the jealousy, is something that he can't tolerate the way things are right now. There's a bizoyon, the person's being disgraced now. And while it's going on right now, he has a kina, a jealousy, that he can't tolerate the way it is right now, and he wants to remove this reality. And that is done out in the open. It's not like in a coma, like something happened, and it could be it's finished and it's over, but the person who was hurt wants to take revenge. But since the whole incident is over, that can be done privately. The kina is, he can't tolerate the fact that he's being ridiculed, and he's being disgraced, and the way the status quo is. And there he's got to remove that stain on his honor. That's kina. Vayilbash bigdei nokom til boshes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and he's going to take nekama against those nations of the world that have actually hurt Klal Yisrael, those big day nokom, the tilboshes, as a garment, Hashem is clothed with big day nokom to take revenge and punish those goyim. Then is vayad kamiel, a coat. Hashem wrapped himself up like with a coat, with kino, with the zealousness, that there are nations that right now are disgracing, and there's a chiruf, a blasphemy, and there are those who are against Hashem and Klal Yisrael. For those, Hashem will make a public display like a coat that's visible, and Hashem will show the kina that he's not going to allow this to continue. Kal gemulos, kal yishalim. Just like gemulos, Hashem in the past has paid back and punish those that were deserving. Hashem wiped out Paro and Mitzrayim and the other enemies. Kal Yishalim, the same way he'll now repay. Chema Litzarov, with an anger, with a wrath, Litzarov to his enemies. Gemul Oivov, there'll be retribution, Lo'ivov to his adversaries. Lo'iyim Gemul Yishalim, to the islands Hashem will pay the retribution. And again, each word here has its special meaning. Kal Yishalim is you pay up somebody what you owe him. He did something, there's a payment. Gemul is more than just the strict payment. Gemul is you show your love or your hatred in the way you are gomel. Gomel chasadim tovim lama Yisrael. When you're gomel means not just to do the chesed what they deserve, but you're gomel, you show your love for Klal Yisrael when you're gomel chasadim tovim. That's gomel. There's gemulos, when you're showing your love or your hatred, and then yishalim, to pay back strictly what's deserved. There are tsarov and there are oivov. Tsarov is those that have the enemies of Klal Yisrael who have actually hurt and caused suffering to Klal Yisrael. As the Malbim explains, And the oivov, the enemies, are even those that didn't actually do anything. They didn't carry any actions out. They didn't, perhaps an oyev, an enemy, is somebody who didn't actually do anything wrong. But the enemies of Hashem deny that Hashem's greatness, and they worship others, and they disdain Hashem. Those are the oyvim. The tsarov are those that were chote bepoel. They actually did things against Klal Yisrael. And sometimes a tsarim, those enemies do things for their own benefit. Each one has a mila and a chasar, in an area where they're worse than the other, and areas where they're not. A tsar is an enemy, and he might do things for his own benefit. He's not like he's out to hurt you, he's out for his own benefit. But the reality is, he hurt Klal Yisrael. That's the tsarim. They might have done it for their own benefit, but they hurt Klal Yisrael. They did actions against us. Then there are the oivim, the enemies, where they could be, they wanted to hurt us. They are opposed to Hashem and they're opposed to Klal Yisrael, but perhaps they didn't do any actions. But they're an enemy. They're oivim. Now, if we look at the pasuk, Ka'al gemulos, there are those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be gomel. He's going to punish. Ka'al yishalim, and there are those that he's going to pay up exactly what they did. Chema l'tzorov, there's going to be a wrath and anger l'tzorov to those enemies, to those who have actually hurt Klal Yisrael. Gemul oivov, and there are oivim who are against Hashem, are against Klal Yisrael, and perhaps they haven't done anything. They're an oyev, but they didn't do any actions. They will get the gemul. The gemul means Hashem will show them his hatred. Like gemul is, you can show your love, you can show your hatred, more than what actually happened, because they didn't do anything. They wanted to. Lo'iyim gemul yishalim. Those on the distant islands, there are nations of the world that would love to hurt Klal Yisrael, but they have a problem, that they're far away. They're far away. How can they hurt Klal Yisrael? There's no Jews in their area. There's no... But those... Iyim, those on the islands, those at a distance, gemul yishalim. Hashem will show the gemul to them that they wanted to hurt, and therefore Hashem will punish them more than what they actually did, but what they wanted to do. And now, putting together both psukim that we just had, vayilbash bigdei nokam tilboshes. There's the nakama. Nakama is the revenge. Somebody who's actually hurt, he's been hurt, he's been aggrieved, and it's happened, and that doesn't have to be done. The revenge can be taken privately. It doesn't have, the action happened and it's finished with, but there's a nakama. And vayilbash bigdei nokam tilboshes, Hashem wears those garments of nakama as a tilboshes. That's his garment that he wears when he's going to bring the retribution, the vengeance. Ka'al yishalim. And when he does that nakama, those are the ones who are going to be paid up. Chema l'tzorov. Those enemies that have actually hurt Klal Yisrael, they'll get the nakama, they'll be paid back exactly what they did. And then there's the other group. There's vayad kami'il kina, where Hashem can't tolerate those that are against him, those that want to go against Klal Yisrael. And right now there's a chil Hashem, a disgrace that they're opposing Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And for those, Hashem, like a coat, wraps himself up with a kina, with a zealousness, that he can't tolerate that. And for those people, they didn't actually do it. But Ka'al Gemulos, they will get their gemul, where Hashem will show them that just as they hated the Kedusha, the holiness, the Hashem, they'll receive their gemul. They'll be paid back, but not exactly in terms of what was done. But Hashem will show His anger ka'al gemulos, and that will be the gemula oivav to those that wanted to hurt Klal Yisrael and go against Hashem. Lo iim gemul yishalim, and the gemula will come. The yiru mimarav Hashem Hashem, the first ones to go into galus were the Aseres Hashvatim, and they were dragged off somewhere in the east. And the gula will begin over there in the Mizrach, Miheir Mimizrach, Tzedek Yikra'eu L'Raglo. Hashem will bring up Mashiach and bring back the Aseres Hashvatim. And we who are in the west will hear what happened. We'll hear about the Shem Hashem, the reputation, the name that Hashem has done with the Geula. The Yiru Mimarav Hashem Hashem. We who are in the west will have a fear for the name of Hashem when we see Hashem punishing those who have exiled Aseres Hashvatim, those nations in the east where the Geula will begin. Umimizrach Shemesh Es Kavodo. And in the east, it's not just the name of Hashem, the reputation, the reports. They'll actually first see the Kavod Hashem, the honor of Hashem. Ki yovo chanohar tzor. When the river, when the suffering, the travail comes like a river, when there's such a rush of problems, Ruach Hashem nosasobo. One explanation is the Spirit of Hashem will like eat away at it. The enemy will come and they'll be consumed like Hashem. The enemy will come like a river. Kiyovo kanohar tzor. The suffering. Gog u'magog. They'll come like a river and Hashem will eat away at it. Ruach Hashem nosasabo. Those enemies will be destroyed. And that will be the last step before the Geula, Kiyovo Kanohar Tzor. Others learn when the enemy comes like a river, Ruach Hashem Nosasabo, at that point we'll see, like the Nisim, the wonders that Hashem will bring. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Ches, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Im ro'isa dor shetzaros rabos bo'os olav kenohar. If you see a generation where the suffering is coming as mighty and as many as the droplets of water like a river, it's just coming water, water, rushing. Chakelo. That's the time to wait for Mashiach, to know Mashiach is right on its way. Shenemar, because we have our pasuk. That right before Hashem is ready to punish all the nations and bring the Geula for Klal Yisrael, Kiyovo Chanohar Tzor, when the travail, the suffering is like the river, Ruach Hashem Nosasabo, and the Ruach, the Spirit of Hashem, will either show the wonders or will eat away at the enemy. And at that last point, when Gog u'Magog is destroyed, when the enemies and the suffering is reached its pinnacle, it's as mighty as a river, Uvolat Zion Goel. At that point, the Redeemer, Mashiach, will come, Uvolat Zion Goel. To Zion will come the Redeemer, L'shovei Fesha B'Yakov. And to those who repent from their Pesha, from their sins in Yaakov, Neum Hashem, so says Hashem. That's the time when Mashiach will come. And as the Gemara says, in Yuma Daf Pevav, Gedola Tshuva Shemakarevis Es HaGeula. Tshuva is a great thing. That you see, when you do Tshuva, that also brings the Geula. Uvolat Zion Goel, when will the Goel, the Redeemer, come to Zion? What we say in Davening, Uleshove Fesha B'Yakov. When they do Tshuva from the Pesha. I was wondering if the Pshad could be that you see that even those that didn't do a tshuva they did a tshuva from the Pesha. They stopped rebelling. They've taken a step in the right direction. They don't want to return from the Pesha. and they're in Yaakov, they're on their low madrega, they're not on the madrega of Yisrael. But if we take that step, we're Shavei Fesha B'Yaakov, the Geula comes. Neum Hashem, so says Hashem. And you're wondering, how are we going, what's the guarantee, and how are we going to manage till then? Vani zos berisi osam, these psukim we say in davening. Vani, but Hashem says, I, zos berisi osam, this is my bris, my covenant with them, Amar Hashem, Hashem says. Ruchi asher alecha, my spirit which is on you. You have a spirit of prophecy, of nevuah, where I communicate and I connect with Klal Yisrael. Udevarai asher samti b'ficha, and my words that I've placed in your mouth, even if it's not nevuah. Chazal learned out means the words of Torah. Even if it's not the ruchi asher alecha, that we don't have nevi'im anymore, but you'll have the devarai asher samti b'ficha. You'll have my words. You'll have the words of Torah. Lo yamushu, those words of Torah, the words of the nevuah that we have, lo yamushu, they won't be withdrawn. Mipicha, not from your mouth. Umipi zaracha, and from the mouth of your offspring. Umipi zera zaracha, and from the mouth of your offspring's offspring. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, meyata, from now, vad olam, and forever. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. If you stop and you think for a moment, who could have ever imagined that Klal Yisrael would still know the Torah, would still be able to learn the Torah? It's you know, for somebody to know a piece of Gemara, to have a guy to know a piece of Gemara, imagine teaching somebody a foreign language. Aramaic, it's a foreign language. Besides the fact that he's got to know Mishnais, he's got to know Lashon HaKodesh, but the Gemara itself is even different than the Lashon of the Mishnah. He's got to know a different language, and he has to know how to read it, and he has to know how to comprehend it, to understand it. And that's the aleph base. That's the first thing before you get started to really know Gemara. That's already, you know, it's like somebody lahavdil, somebody trying to learn science using a French, you know, science book. So first he has to learn the language, and then he has to know how to read it fluently. And once he's able to really be comfortable with the French, then he can try to learn science. He's reading a French science book, lahavdil, not the Torah is much. No comparison. But that idea that a person, to know that Klal Yisrael is able to learn Torah without, well, this being scattered all over the world and everything we go through, to the fact that Klal Yisrael is still able to learn Torah, to open up a Sefer Torah and to know how a Torah is prepared, to prepare the klaf and to have somebody who knows how to write it, and there are halachas for every single letter, and that Klal Yisrael has the Torah, they have people who know how to read the Torah, It's a wonder. Itself is vani zos berisi osam. You're wondering, how do I know the Geula is going to come? Hashem says, I'm making a bris with you. I'm making a covenant. And this bris is such a shocking promise that Hashem says, I guarantee the Torah will remain with Klal Yisrael. But as shocking as it is, we see we still do have the Torah. We still have the Torah. And therefore, we know that the Geula is coming. Vanizos berisi osam, this is my covenant with them. That ruchi asher alecha, my nevuah, my spirit that's on you. Udevara asher samti b'ficha, and the words that I've placed in your mouth. Lo yamushu mipicha mipizaracha mipizerazaracha, they won't be withdrawn from your mouth and your children and your children's children. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, Miyata, from now vad olam and forever. The Gemara says in Baba Mitzia, Daf Pei Hei, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shu Talmud Chacham, on a personal level. This is, the pasuk is for Klal Yisrael, but on a personal level, if you are a Talmud Chacham, Uveno Talmud Chacham, and your son's a Talmud Chacham, Uben Beno Talmud Chacham, and your grandson's a Talmud Chacham, if this pasuk applied to you, Devar Esher Samti B'Ficha, it hasn't moved from your mouth, and your son's mouth, and your child's child's mouth, if it's gone Zerachah, Vizera Zerachah, So shuv ein Torah posekes mizaro lo'olam. The Torah will always remain with his family, with his descendants. Amar Hashem me'atavad olam. Hashem says, from now and forever. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani orev l'cha b'dover zeh. I will guarantee it. I guarantee it. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, I guarantee that me'atavad olam, that the Torah will continue with this family, the Torah will return like Torah mechazeres al achsanya shalo. It comes back to its inn, its hotel, the place where it feels comfortable staying. As long as Klai Yisrael has the Torah, which we still have, the Gula will be coming, uvol etzion goel, b'mehir v'yameinu amen.